Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Really looking forward to chatting with my next guest. He's been making music with Stockton's Wing for nearly 50 years, but says he's getting the greatest buzz of his life helping people with dementia. Mike Hanrahan was so inspired by working in this area, he completed a fellowship and postgraduate certificate in brain health at the Global Brain Health Institute in Trinity College, Dublin. Today he joins us to talk to us about that and also why he's an ambassador for National Libraries. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dermot. Lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you too. I want to remind everybody of just how wonderful Stockton's Wing have been for nearly 50 years, because I know you're celebrating the anniversary very soon, and you want to do something special for that. But let's have a listen to a little clip of one of my favourite Stockton's Wing pieces.
All the doors swing open, your life's unfolding before your very eyes. Such a strange affair. Walking around, be part of the sound. Forget all your downs. Feel the air. Beautiful affair.
When you feel like laying low and the mountains seem no closer than before, and you wonder why.
That's absolutely brilliant, Mike. And also, we got to remind people that you're also the band behind this famous piece of music. We've just given Joe Duffy a fright there. He's just rolled out of the bed going, what? What's happening? Am I on?
I'm on.
Yeah, exactly. You must be remarkably proud of the last 50 years and all the joy you've brought through your music, are you?
Extremely proud, and continue to be, because we continue to do a few gigs. We were down in Bear Island over the weekend, and it was a fascinating place and a beautiful gig. Yeah, the gigs are just, they're a joy now, because we don't need to take over the world anymore. You know, we just want to enjoy the one we have, and it's a real pleasure.
Yeah, yeah. How did you end up getting involved in working in the area of brain health and moving from that space of music and Stockton's Wing into brain health?
Well, my mum was diagnosed with an age-related dementia a good few years ago now, but so it was my first introduction to it, and at that time I hadn't a clue what it was about. I couldn't even spell Alzheimer's. And I felt kind of, I was out at sea. And then the more I went to visit, when Mum went to a care home, you were in that community of people who are living with varying degrees of dementia and their family and carers. So I was kind of surrounded by it, and I needed to know more. And I wanted to kind of help as much as I can, because I wanted to try and educate myself so that I can talk about it to people and not have people who are just coming into the dementia space for the first time not understanding what it's about, because there's a lot of stigma. Well, a lot less now, but there was an awful lot of stigma associated with it. Mm. And we need to kind of just try and break that down. And the journey came through, I wrote a song for my mum. I just wanted to wish her the best towards the end of her life, because she was such a beautiful woman who nurtured so many. And I wrote that song, and I brought it to the Forget Me Nots Choir, that amazing bunch of people who are dementia-friendly choir in North Dublin. And we recorded it with Sandy Kelly and Lisa Lamb, and we had a beautiful video. And from that, then, one of the founding members of the choir suggested I do what she did and go to Trinity to educate myself, which I did. And I was very blessed, because I got in through the RPL. I never went to college, and recognised prior learning is an initiative to bring people like me of an elder generation back into college. My college, Dermot, was down in Doolin. That's where I graduated as a young fella.
In O'Connor's pub.
O'Connor's and McGann's, really, was our pub. And so I was really blessed. I was the first person accepted in the history of Trinity for that, and I was really proud of that, and there's been many doing it since. So, yeah, it was a real wonderful year of learning with neurologists and clinical psychologists and the film directors and powerful.
I want to get into that and the impact it can actually have on the brain, the stuff you've learned. But certainly from my own mum's experience, I think anyone who has had experience of someone in their life with dementia, so much of it is feeling around in the dark and constantly asking each other questions that you know the other person doesn't have the answer to. You're like, what are we supposed to be doing? What's the best thing now? What do they need? And the one thing that really, so I'm so excited to talk to you today, the one thing that you notice, I think, early on is the power of music in transforming the mood, in lifting the spirits, in relieving some of that anxiety that dementia sufferers live with. And it's one of the you know, we all think about, oh, you can't remember anything. And obviously that's one of the effects of it. But it's the constant state of anxiety that they have where you feel so helpless that you can't relieve it. And music was truly transformative, particularly traditional music for my own mum. Having learned what you've studied, what's happening there?
Well, during our lives, our brain kind of spring cleans itself, and it sends their memories are stored. The deep emotional memories are in there, and they're stored. And music magically passes the damaged area of the brain and hits those areas that are preserved, the deep emotional memories. And it's like a bridge or a connection, and it brings communication, social engagement. It stimulates the brain and stimulates the people. It reduces anxiety. And the beautiful thing about it, it's like a ripple effect, because the music or any form of art has the same effect, but particularly poetry. And it stimulates the person, but it also stimulates the carers and the wider community. So it's got a real positive effect on the people involved with dementia, particularly the carers, because you know yourself, a lot of times the carers don't get a look in. And it's a really tough call, and we go through all sorts of emotions as carers, particularly that feeling of guilt, are we doing enough and all? And we need to kind of, the only way we're going to break that down is talk about it, which is, I'm so delighted to be here talking about that, because the more we talk, the more we break down those barriers and show that science is proven now that the arts are as good as any pharmacological interventions and should be working together. And there's a great global movement called the Neuro Arts, which is driven by scientists, and they're bringing the artists along with them for more research and delve deeper into it. Mm. It's a really positive time from that point of view.
Yeah, well, thanks to people like yourselves as well in this country. Are you working with people in care homes to develop it now?
Yeah, I have this amazing connection with a place in Clonskee called The Haven. And I work with younger onset dementia, people who live with it. And that's a dementia it's really tough because it affects people at a much younger age. And a lot of people are still in the working environment. So I went there earlier on in the year, and I'm going back again for December. But we wrote a song together, and I take their words. They give me their words, and I translate them into a song. In this particular case, they talked about the Haven as being a safe port of call for them to meet each other and talk about it with two amazing occupational therapists out there. And I wrote a sea shanty, and we all sang it together and recorded it. And so there's a lot of ways of bringing the arts into it. There's a lovely thing happening as well, where people are, the families are actually writing their own plays. So in effect, they're writing their own stories.
Yeah.
And all these, they give such a buzz to people, you know.
I know, and it's therapy in itself, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Slightly different note, because you're a busy man, why did you decide to become an ambassador for National Public Libraries Open Day, the campaign this Saturday?
Well, I'm a fanatic on the libraries. I've been a card-carrying library member most of my life. And I work actually with the Lexicon Library in Dunleary. We have an open day where we have a creative brainwaves, where we bring the arts and science and people with lived experience of acquired brain injury or dementia. And we have workshops. We do that twice a year through the support of the library. And I was honoured to be asked, because next Saturday is the National library. It's an open day, so if I can promote books, I use the Ennis Library every time I go home. I'm a reader.
Yeah. Well, look, we congratulate you on all your amazing work you're doing. National Public Library's Open Day campaign is this Saturday, as Mike says, 27th of September. And you also want to mention the Miami Show Band gig in Vicar Street this Monday,
yes,
which marks the 50th anniversary of the Miami Show Band massacre.
Yeah, we did the 25 years ago. Stephen Travers is a really good friend of mine, and he asked me again to take on the role of putting it all together. And it's so exciting. We get all the old bands and some of the younger artists are coming together on Monday night at Vicar Street. We have the Memories are coming back to sing their famous song, and it's just... It's a joy, Johnny Logan, coming over. There's so many people here.
Well, look, that's wonderful. Mike Hanrahan of Stockton's Wing, thanks so much for chatting to us.